Vanessa Williams is set to perform at Festival of Trees to benefit the Oshai Children's Hospital. And we say good morning, Vanessa. How are you?
Good morning, Janet. How are you?
So excited to talk to you. I'm so happy for you.
Well, thank you.
So are you loving, you're kind of like a Buffalonian now. You get back a lot?
I guess, yeah, on both sides. You know, my mom was born and raised there, and I married a Buffalonian, so I guess I've got it from both sides. But, yeah, I was recently, last time I was there was with the Buffalo Symphony, which was wonderful in the summertime in July.
That's so cool. Have you been to the new Oshai Children's Hospital? Because it just, you know, it's opened
I
recently.
I have not.
Wait, Vanessa,
but,
wait
you know,
till you
I heard
see
it. It's an amazing complex. I heard it's like the only freestanding children's hospital in New York State, which is amazing. And you know what they do, you know, they prepare the families for what the procedures are going to happen. You know, they make it as, I guess, as normal as possible, which
yeah.
is pretty hard.
Yeah,
but it's fantastic.
Everyone that saw you in July perform was blown away, heard nothing but great things. And to know that you're coming back in what's going to be a more intimate setting where you're really up close and personal for the Festival of Trees is going to be amazing. Can't wait to go. And there are tickets for sale for this.
Yeah, they can go to VanessaWilliams.com to purchase tickets. It's going to be at the Convention Center on December 1st, as you said. And, you know, I'll probably for sure throw in some holiday tunes as well, since it'll be the kickoff of the season. But, you know, it's great. I've been in the business for, good Lord, over 30 years.
That's and impossible. I don't believe
that. You know, have hits that people recognize and hear and you know, I mean, I've had so many people come up to me and either say, you know, save the best for last was the song that we use for our marriage because he didn't realize what he had in front of me, and that's our theme song. And then Colors of the Wind, you know, so many kids have danced to it for their dance recitals, and from Pocahontas and stuff. So it's nice to be able to sing songs that people love and have changed their lives.
What's your favorite Christmas song to sing?
I did a song, What Child Is This is one of my favorites, and I do kind of a jazz version of it, which I had on my I had two Christmas albums come out, and that's usually the favorite of most people.
I love your voice. I love hearing you sing. And this this Festival of Trees gala, I've hosted it a bunch of times. Nick has hosted it. It's a black tie. Bring out your best, most beautiful gown. It is like such one of the events of the season.
Showtime.
I can't wait. I see you in red velvet. Are you going to wear red velvet?
I don't own a red velvet. Let me see if I can make a call.
I think you could do that.
I don't know. I'm sure it'll be something festive for
sure. Are you sure you don't, Vanessa? Because I feel like a V-neck kind of like wrap velvet dress off the shoulder.
Yeah. In my dreams. That's how
fantastic.
I see you.
Yeah, maybe more like a burgundy. Let's not go so red. Like a burgundy. You know, just like, let's talk clothes. Why not?
Yeah, let me try to work on that.
How do you keep your voice in such amazing shape? Because that is hard to protect your voice.
Well, I take care of it. I don't smoke. I don't scream. You know, I know how to sing properly. I was, you know, I took voice lessons. And so I know how to you know, I'm 55 years old. I've been able to sing for, you know, professionally for years. And it's like, you know, an athlete. You got to take care of it. You have to exercise it. You have to know how to sing properly. And, you know, I've been lucky that I've, you know, had the tools and the skill set to afford me that opportunity. So, you know, look at Tony Bennett's like 92 and he still sounds fantastic, you know, so I hope I can still be in another 40 years, still be singing my songs.
Yeah, but he wasn't a mom of four. So how do you get through those years without yelling at the kids because mama can't raise her voice?
Oh, that doesn't mean I don't yell.
Oh, okay,
I
all right.
properly. with plenty of support and no strain.
Okay. From her diaphragm, she's yelling, stop
that's
that.
Right.
Yes, exactly. Hollywood Walk of Fame, back in, what was it, 2007, they put you on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. If I was you, I'd walk back and forth like six times every time I was there. Do you do that?
Well, you know, I don't live in Hollywood, so it was one of those things. You know, it was my first season of Ugly Betty, you know, it's one of those things that I never, ever thought that I would ever have as an honor. So, because, again, I didn't, you know, grew up in New York, you know, Broadway, my debut on Broadway in 1994 was really kind of the highlight of my career, because that's what I knew would be a tangible goal for me to, you know, graduate from Syracuse as a musical theater major, go to New York and be in a show. But, you know, the Hollywood Walk Walk of Fame was kind of crazy. So my star's in front of the Roosevelt Hotel on Hollywood Boulevard, and it's very special.
That's so cool. So, Vanessa, being a mom of four, you've gone through childbirth. You know what it's like. What does a healthy baby mean to you? Because that's what this night, the Festival of Trees, is all about.
It's such a blessing, you know, to have a healthy child, and to have the community and network when it's not going well is even more important. So it's really, really important to help Oshai. And basically all the funding comes from donations. So, you know, again, I was lucky when I had four. I have three daughters and one son. I was really blessed to have no issues with my pregnancy, with my births. But thank God there is a place like Oshai.
Absolutely.
I recommend that you carve out whatever time when you get here, if you're going to the hospital, to see what Child Life Services, which is who's benefiting from this particular event, what they do for the kids, the people that work for them, their staff, and the good work they do. Just give it a good amount of time that you can really soak it up to appreciate it. You're going to love it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
41st Annual Festival of Trees Crystal Ball Gala benefiting the Oshai Children's Hospital happens Saturday night, December 1st at the Buffalo Niagara Convention Center, and will feature a performance by multi-platinum recording artist and star of TV, film, and Broadway stage, Vanessa Williams. Always so much fun to talk to you. Continued success, and thanks for keeping Buffalo in your heart. We appreciate you.
Thank you so much, guys.
All right, Vanessa Williams.
Day.
You too, Vanessa. Vanessa Williams on KISS 98.5.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.